Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on Sports Talk Hour 2. Tragedy in Texas. An 18-year-old gunman opened fire Tuesday at a Texas elementary school, killing 14 children, one teacher, injuring others. Governor Greg Abbott says the gunman is dead.
Well, this is like Sandy Hook.
It's the deadliest shooting at a U.S. grade school since the shocking attack in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, almost a decade ago. And Bobby, I've got school-aged children, and this rocks me to the core pretty good.
Well, you have to feel like if you're sending your kids to school that they're protected, and you know, you're not going to have a tragedy like what occurred. You talk about Sandy Hook and then now this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, to hell with, I don't care what anybody says. And I mean, they might say, well, you're not progressive enough, Hebert, that you look at the victim versus the perpetrator. What? The victim, what about their rights and their safety? That's what we should be more concerned about. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you're an outlaw and you're taking lives, you should have no rights. I mean, you know what it reminds me of right now? The term? A lot of these perpetrators and what they're doing, I don't care what their mindset mentally is, they think they can get away with murder. Think about it. And might be the cop might shoot me, or maybe he might not shoot me. Then I'm going to go to counseling and all. Counseling? I don't know. I like what Singapore did way back in the days. And it wasn't even dealing with murder. It was just like property. How do you value property? You remember that rich kid in Singapore? He decided to key these Mercedes-Benz. They took his behind in the public square and they caned him. Okay, you know that's wrong. Why are you messing up somebody else's property? And you key in, you know, these nice cars, and you get caught. So, no, we're having a public caning. So, what's wrong with that? I mean, I don't
know. Look, it's a significant tragedy, and we'll have updates from CBS News at 20 and 50 past the hour as a developing story in Texas as an 18-year-old gunman opened fire earlier today at a Texas elementary school, killing 14 children, one teacher, and injuring others. The gunman is dead, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It was the deadliest shooting at a U.S. grade school since the shocking attack in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, almost a decade ago. And the gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun and possibly a rifle, according to the governor.
Well, the gunman, I'm telling you, it might discourage, not necessarily 100%, but it might discourage other crazy people attacking the public that, I don't know, this might be a consequence. And put this for view. Now, this is not progressive again, but put this for view. Okay, the quarter. You know when you quarter people? Yeah, like I said earlier, you tie up their arms and their legs and you get four horses and you just take off. Okay, and quarter them. Or you put them on the rack. And the thing is, when you're going and someone's out of their mind and they're shooting all this innocent people, get to the point where don't kill them. Don't kill them. Wound them. And then torture them. And then send a message out there that this could possibly happen to you. Not we're going to try to meet your needs where you're at mentally. If you're dealing with a mass in the population and society, you have to have law and order. That has to come about, or then you're going to have total chaos.
Let's get right to our Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Lines. George in Albany. Go ahead, George. You're on WWL.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the cruel and unusual punishment. I can remember when I was in the sixth grade, the principal called my dad and told him, your son was fighting in the classroom. My daddy told him, send him home, I'll take care of it. When I got home, I got one of the worst beatings of my life. And I made darn sure that
it never happened again. George, it never happened again after that, right?
Exactly. But a few minutes later, the principal calls my dad back and says, I just want to let you know it wasn't your son fighting in the classroom. He wasn't fighting at all. My daddy told him, so, well, that's all right. I took care of it and make sure he won't do it if it does.
If it crossed your mind, so to speak, yeah.
Right.
It served as a reminder.
Yeah. Well, but you talk about cruel and unusual punishment. I remember my grandpa. This is my mom's dad. Now going back and saying, this is something, it's just like how, you know, it's different forms of punishment. Now think about if someone did this today. And now you encourage that you can speak multiple languages. No, it's to your benefit if you can speak like English, French, Spanish, and all that. My grandpa said that he got to the point where, you know, they grow up, they all speak in Cajun French, more like French Canadian, Quebecois, and all that. So my grandpa said if they went to school and they spoke French, they had to kneel on some rice. Now think about that. Okay,
It hurts.
Okay, you got to kneel some rice, or they had to put their fingers together and they would get hit with a ruler. Did the government get involved in?
That's something my dad, and he said, you know, when he went to school, he went to Catholic school, he went to Holy Savior, and if one of the nuns caught you speaking Cajun French, her deal is, give me your hand. Put it out.
And we just talk about a language. You're not talking about like murder.
Now, can you imagine today that you could speak two languages and you getting punished for it? But that they wanted to break them. They wanted, you know, English to be their first language.
Anglo-Saxon.
Right,
yep.
And not speak the Cajun French. And, you know, there's a medium there that you got to go to, because today, if you can speak multiple languages, man, you can really do well in this world.
Now, please, everyone has a mom and daddy. Now, you might not know who your daddy is, but you know you might not, but you know your grandparents. It might be your grandparents raising, whatever you're raising. Please, if some individual, this is what I think, you know, it all starts at home before they get out into the public and they do this, whether it's a grandparent, a mom or dad. Boy, you got to check them kids. And it might be a big kid.
Yep.
It might be a 16, 15, 16, 17-year-old, whatever. You got to check them. Come on. And if they don't want to be checked, well, then this is what you signed up for. And you cannot say, well, I'm not saying to give up on them, but if you get out of line, this is going to happen to you. That has to be a consequence. Right now, there's no damn consequence. There's no, you know, I'm all for the innocent victim. Not some like, well, you don't know how my life's been. Well, your life might have been rough, okay? But don't you want to better yourself? And by you going doing what you think you're going to do and harm the public, how is that going to better your life? No, that's where, listen, and I would talk to progressive people. That's what you got to explain to me how, I'm not saying just give up on them. But if they get to the point where they're doing something extreme as murdering innocent people, hey, sorry, you got to pay the consequence now.
Severe consequences.
Severe.
Severe actions constitute severe consequences.
I agree.
If you're going to put in your hands the right to take somebody's life away, you have given up that opportunity.
Yes.
So it'll be the ultimate consequence.
Fine
for
with
you.
That. All right, 15 now killed in the school shooting. The gunman is dead, according to the Texas Governor Greg Abbott. We'll send it over to CBS News for the latest on this developing story. It's online for you as well at WWL.com. Horrific tragedy today in Texas in the school shooting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Had him on a couple weeks ago. We like having him on. Got him on again. Kyle Mosley, managing editor and reporter for the Saints News Network and HBCU Legends. A really good article. The Jameis Winston doubters parallel the Drew Brees doubters of 2006 when Drew Brees came in with a bum shoulder. Kyle, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Garrett. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. Interesting article, interesting parallel that you drew there.
Well, it kind of hit me that I was listening to Stephen A. Smith, and he was really raking Jameis through the coals, right? And then I heard one of the local podcasters really doubting Jameis's ability. And I said, well, I remember very clearly in the NOLA.com or the Times-Picayune forums, some of the fans were really giving Drew Brees the business when he first got to New Orleans. And they were calling him hot garbage. They didn't think Mr. Benson made a wise decision in bringing him in, and they really doubted that he can be able to last a full season. But Drew proved them wrong. And I think right now where we at with Jameis, he has that ability to prove them wrong as well.
Yeah, Kyle, I read the article, and you had some good points in it. The one big difference is, man, I know in San Diego at that time, every player, every coach wanted Drew to stay. They wanted Drew to be the starter. Now, here's where some politics always raises its ugly head somewhere. A.J. Smith was the general manager of the Chargers. Drew was not his guy because he had picked Eli Manning, dealt him off to the Giants, and he picked Phillip Rivers. He wanted Phillip Rivers to be the guy. Now, what made it easier was, for him, Drew gets hurt the final game of the season. And so, but if you go
he's
back.
He's damaged goods. Yeah,
and people, man, the Saints, it was really a one-year deal at that time. But there was a lot of people that didn't like that idea of bringing Drew in. And they were, well, why San Diego got rid of him? Well, they got rid of him because, A.J., man, Drew Brees ain't my guy. I'm not the one who brought him here to San Diego. I wanted Rivers. Right. Now, it worked out really pretty good for both teams. When you think about it, what Rivers did with the Chargers and what Drew did in
New
Orleans.
It was a win-win.
Now, who lost was Miami. And, man, the SEC is still crying about that because that brought Nick Saban to Alabama with everything that happened. Because if Nick signs,
right,
man, Drew, that's a totally different story to never to be written, because you don't know what would have happened at that particular point. But some of the points being brought up about, well, it's not a good fit, and he's coming off of now another injury and that sort of thing. Yeah. But look what we played with last year. Does any of those guys scare you at receiver? And I hear people say today, oh, you can't bring in too many more receivers. We got too much talent. What? Man, explain to me,
never
Kyle.
Too much.
Come on. There is no way in God's green earth you got too much talent at any position out on the football field. And that's difficult to judge a quarterback when you're playing most likely with another team's 3 and 4 receiver. You're not playing with 1 and 2s and not having Thomas, because I think he's the most important piece of the puzzle.
And Kyle, along with Mike saying, I want you to comment on this. I know I'm being objective about this. I don't see how Jameis Winston cannot have success. Now, he got to be healthy. Yeah. You know, if he's healthy, he's going to be ready to roll. I look at the supporting cast. I look at it even back in the day when I was playing late 80s, early 90s. We won 12 games twice, won 11 games, won 10 games. We had the Dome Patrol. Well, the Saints have a top 5 defense. Look at special teams. And now you look at the receiving core. And Jameis, with all his experience and how mature he is now compared to when he first came into the league, I don't know. And his mannerisms and how he leads the team, and he's well-liked in the locker room. I don't know how he does not have success. I mean, to me, look, as a quarterback, you always want to get paid. Well, it's right there.
You knew that, Kyle. You didn't have to tell
me. Hey, if Jameis Winston kicks ass, he's going to get paid, I'm telling you, because there's not enough quarterbacks to go around.
Well, look, Bobby, you sound like you've been listening to Luther Vandross, never too much, never too much, never too much.
That's it.
Look, and I have to agree. Right now, he's positioned to succeed. He has the tools. He has the ability to work with a great coach. Look, and Pete Carmichael has something to prove as well. So I think looking at what Jameis is, and he's evolving into the person at year 7, going to 8 of his career, right?
It's a prime time.
Right. If you parallel what happened to Drew around that same time, what happened the following year? Super Bowl, right? So I think we have a great situation where everything's coming together, where Breeze was setting himself up. Now Jameis has set himself up. And I think when you look at the Saints as a team, that's a better fit as a team instead of just relying on one person to be to be the total playmaker like he was in Tampa. So right now, I don't see where he can't succeed. I just had to remind fans and some of the younger guys who now are commenting, commenting in the media that Breeze wasn't immediately beloved like most people believe he was.
That you are absolutely right on that.
No,
absolutely right.
You know what happened? It was like we're on the bandwagon. It's post Katrina, and all of a sudden, I remember this because Kyle, you remember like Buddy DeLiberio? If they go to the Super Bowl, got to wear a dress. I'm like, what?
Smarter than you because he figured that one out.
But all of a sudden, we play in the Bears. We in the NFC Championship.
You
game.
You one game away,
even though we were 10-6. So I can take. I would be more surprise if Jameis Winston doesn't have success. I think I'm not saying the best of the best, the greatest, but I'm talking about a winning quarterback and what it takes and be a strength of the team and for double-digit wins and all that. I'd be surprised if we were all of a sudden like an 8-9 team. Or something like that. I'd be like, no. I said, I do not think that's going to happen, because I think Jameis, where he's at in his career, that he's the right guy. And then if he has success, then the Saints are going to invest him in the future, or somebody else will.
Yeah, well, Bobby, you played the position, and it all comes down to decision-making. And if he can really make the best decisions for the team, not put the team in harm's way, not turn over the football. I think you don't have any better crew with him than what you're going to have with those three amigos at the wide receiver. You don't know what's really going to happen with Alvin and Kamara, but you still have Mark Ingram and some young, talented running backs that will be behind you. Everything has to evolve, and, of course, you have to stay healthy in this league.
Yes, right? Without a doubt. Yeah. That's the thing. You know, when people say, like, oh, well, he didn't have success, and then his knee or something else acted up, well, no, you have to have luck with injuries. I mean,
and that was a freak injury, and he suffered that ACL injury in October.
It was a turf injury.
Yeah, it wasn't like a cheap shot or anything.
No. Everybody want to blame Devin White for that. Come on. What do you want Devin to do?
Devin White, it still ticks me off. I'm looking at the playoff game between the Rams and Tampa Bay, and they hit Tom Brady on the lip, and it's like busted. And he's like looking at the referee, you're not going to call that? What? He like barely got hit. That's no big deal.
Kyle,
come on.
Everybody got about 15 stories that could trump that one.
I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not even a hit. Come on, that's accidental.
I do think one of the things, and we won't see this until we get into the regular season, because to me, preseason's all a mirage. You can't tell nothing about your team in preseason. That's the biggest mirage in the world. But I think a key for this season certainly is that Michael Thomas being healthy.
And Mike, we're going to get to see him this Thursday, right? See how he's running. We know he can catch the ball. No, can you run?
And I don't want to see him play pitch and catch. I know he can do. Offensive line play last year, I think one of the things that got overlooked by a lot of people is it wasn't good. This offensive line of the Saints, not a lot of injuries got involved with it, but it really wasn't a cohesive unit, even when you had your top people.
But, Mike, what's going to happen with Andrus Peake?
I don't know. Zach Street needs to get a torch and put it in his behind and get him going, because he has the ability.
Struck a nerve there, Kyle.
Andrus Peake has the ability.
Kyle, we're going to be here till 5:55.
He should be able to maul you. I mean, Andrus Peake, to me, you know, we all spoil, Kyle, because I can tell you right now that the best ever in Saints history, you're talking about over half a century, when you had a Jari Evans and Carl Nix, and then we had like Max Unger and all.
I would take Ben Grubbs. Yeah.
Right. They didn't win some of the time. They won like all of the time. Right now we worried about, okay, can we hang? And then we hoping Penning works out at tackle. We know we got in Ryan Ramczyk, but I think McCoy will be all right. Cesar Ruiz,
and
I don't know.
Listen, if you had to start Hurst early on, listen, that's no big negative.
Yeah. That's but you got to keep it in perspective.
Yeah, but Kyle, your thoughts on offensive line play, because I did a study. Actually, I sent it to Coach O, because we had talked about it like in June. In college football, the two positions that get injured the most, offensive tackle, offensive guard. So you better – now, I think the Saints need to bring in a veteran running back. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Somewhere between now and the start – of training camp, you got to bring in a veteran. But for me, I think a big key this season is, can you stay healthy? Can you have some continuity up front along the offensive line and build the second unit? Because someone is going to get hurt.
I'm more concerned about Bobby's friend Peake and Cesar Ruiz right now. He did not have a good sophomore season. And right now, he has to be able to turn that around. He's capable of doing so. Third year in the league, he can be able to put a good game together. I think the Saints are going to roll. But I'm not too concerned about Hurst, like you guys said. Penning can always start probably third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh game of the season in case they need him to do so. But the guard play is really the concern of mine. It's not going to be anything else but how they
are
able to protect Jameis Winston in the passing situation. Not concerned about the running. They can open up the lanes, but how will they be able to protect him in the passing game?
The other thing too, Kyle, is today we've seen it much more than, say, you know, you sort of in the age group with Bobby and I, that most of the pressure came from the outside. Today, look where it's coming from, right up the middle. They want to shorten that launch pad of a quarterback and get him on the move.
Yeah, because if you know where to go with the ball and you're trying to step up in the pocket,
you can't step up.
How am I going to step up? But, you know, Kyle, along those lines, you know, that's one thing I think how the game has progressed, and you have to look at the rule changes and all that. You look at 7-on-7, how everyone grew up. I think the receivers and the quarterbacks are all getting better, but a lot of times it's a challenge on the O-line because the RPOs, they're not really coming off the ball and knock a snot bubble, knock the crap out of that guy in front of you and smash him. No, you got to be able to have, you know, smooth feet and all that to pass protect.
There is a balance to it.
But there is a balance, and I think the RPOs game has hindered some of the offensive line developing, especially at the NFL level, because they'll expose you if you can't handle that.
Well, and that's a good point, because most of those guys – don't run RPOs in college as well. Look at where Ruiz didn't run RPOs
at Michigan.
Pete didn't run it where he was. And
Stanford.
Stanford didn't do it. And you look at Ramchek, you know, Wisconsin didn't do it. So you have a difference in the styles when it comes to RPOs. But when you look at Jameis Winston, I don't think you have to worry about RPOs. It's not Taysom Hill back then. Right. I feel good about the offensive line if they are able to play with the continuity they are capable of doing so.
I agree with you, Kyle. I think that's a huge key for this season in 2022.
Kyle Mosley, managing editor and reporter for the Saints News Network and HBCU Legends. Kyle, always good stuff from you. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
An 18-year-old gunman opened fire today at a Texas elementary school, killing 14 children. That report has now been up to 15 children, one teacher and injuring others. Governor Greg Abbott of the great state of Texas says that the gunman is dead. It has been the deadliest shooting at a U.S. grade school since the shocking attack in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, almost a decade ago. The gunman entered Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, with a handgun and possibly a rifle, according to the governor. And here we are getting ready to close out for the summer for school in Louisiana. And this is right across, you know, our neighbor, Texas. And I know there's several parents in this audience, me included, that when I hear this, I immediately want to go grab and hug my children. And I start thinking about what if that happens at my kid's school?
Because it gets to the point where, you have to have security almost like, you know, when you're going like to an airport and you're going through security. It might be almost in the boundaries even getting into the parking lot, okay, that you're getting stopped and you cannot even go into the parking lot or the property of a school. Like, what the hell are you doing here? You don't belong here.
So. Police presence is deterrence, and I know that we have – college campuses with police.
Well, we're here in New Orleans, we don't have enough damn police. How about we hire enough police?
I know.
How about that?
How about they just fix that light down the road from where we at? That's been months. Kevin and I have talked about that. We've seen probably three accidents happen there. Come on, you can't have a major city with a blinking light.
No. You know what ticks me off more than anything? Because might makes right. Oh, no, you, Abair, you're way out of line. No, all I know is the whole concept. It might be the left would say or the liberals would say as the wrong terminology. Defund the police. Defund the police. We need more damn police.
I think we all agree.
What are you talking about? Because people want to feel safe and secure. I don't care if you're the African-American community, if you're the Caucasian community. Now, you don't want a policeman to be out of line and be like a rogue policeman. He's going to do whatever he wants. But less police? Come on. So all of a sudden, we're going to have this incident. That's going to go down.
I think
down.
You're going to start to see police departments at elementary and high school levels.
That's going to happen.
The college campuses. Yeah,
so wait, we're going to have an incident going, like, for instance, this shooting. We're supposed to send some social worker out there to calm them down? Okay, listen, you got to compromise. We need more social workers instead of policemen. I don't think so. No, because they're too far gone. But, okay, I would want to know in the future, who is this cat's mom and dad?
Well, it hasn't gotten there yet.
That's where it starts, in the home. Yeah. And that's where I think we have dropped the ball all across the board in many, many cases.
Our CBS update, an 18-year-old gunman opened fire Tuesday today at a Texas elementary school, killing 14 children, one teacher, and injuring others, according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Here is the latest from CBS News. Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottillier, Christian Garrick. We'll squeeze in Jimmy in Metairie. Go ahead, Jimmy. You're on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines on WWL.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
What's up, bud?
All right, I can dig it. Jimmy, all right. Well, listen, I got three things for you guys, and I'm thinking I ain't got a lot of time, so I'm just going to...
This is James and Jefferson.
It's all the same. Jimmy, James.
I don't hear a smoke alarm, so go ahead.
I'm at the gym.
I got you.
Three things I got for you guys. Okay, so Eric Wilson is supposed to be, I'm assuming, he's going to be the guy to replace Kawan. They have a similar skill set. I could call Kawan, but they're both good at pass coverage. I'm hoping he still signs Kawan. It is what it is with that. The second thing is...
Wait, you're talking about Kawan? Kawan's in the NBA.
No, you're talking about Kawan Alexander.
Oh, okay, the linebacker. Okay, I got you. Okay.
No, but he, Pete Werner got that spot.
Yeah.
I'd love to have Kawan back. Love to have him back.
Hey, listen, right. Pete Werner doesn't look the part, but he produces, if that makes sense.
So the second thing is we're scrimmaging. I got one more after this. The second thing is we're scrimmaging with Green Bay. I wanted Christian Watson. I know, Mike, we talked about this. I wanted Christian Watson at the high rate speed. He's bigger, faster, stronger than Olave guys. You'll see the comparison at the scrimmage. The third thing is after the draft, ESPN still has this rank like 8 or 9 wins, something crazy like that. Is that because they don't believe in Jameis? They don't believe in Dennis Allen because the talent is there. So I don't get the 8-9 wins.
The combination. The combination of no Sean Payton, what they think is a tougher schedule than a year ago.
Yes, and the seventh toughest schedule.
And the question
that.
Marks about Jameis, not all about production, health.
Well,
also the same thing with Michael Thomas. None of us have seen him.
And the whole thing is, listen, come on. You know, Hebert, why don't you marry, my wife said, like Sean Payton or Drew Brees. You love them, this and that. All I know is the bounty gate and over 16 seasons, when you break it down, Pete Carmichael basically called the plays for three seasons. So Sean would give him the liberty. That'd mean Pete Carmichael to call plays. And it was at the highest level. You might say, well, that was Drew Brees, the quarterback. I'm telling you, the relationship and Pete Carmichael with his mannerisms, it is like perfect for a quarterback. You don't need no coach that's chewing your ass out to be the quarterback coach.
Pete ain't doing that.
No, you need more. Listen, Pete Carmichael reminds me kind of like June Jones. It kind of can relate to you.
And you can have that demeanor as an assistant. I think if you're a head coach,
yes.
They take advantage of it.
But Pete Carmichael, I'm telling you, Pete Carmichael's not an excuse. I think our offense, Pete Carmichael will call the right plays. It's up to Jameis to execute those plays.
Mike, that's a wrap for your part of the show. Two down, two to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!